Welcome to Mormon Channel Daily, brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. I'm Jennifer Stagg, and today we're going to be discussing conversations with God, divine conversations that can transform daily life. And that actually is the title of the book of the author that we're going to be speaking with today. Robert Millett is an Abraham O. Smoot professor and former dean of religious education at Brigham Young University. He's a professor of ancient scripture and a lifelong scholar of the last days. Thank you so much for being here today.
Great to be with you. Thank you.
First, just tell me about your book and how you decided to write a book about this topic.
Well, to my wife's dismay, I spend a lot of time in bookstores. And what that means is I try to keep track of what's coming out and what's out. I was rather surprised at how few books I discovered that actually dealt with prayer. You know, there are books on spirituality in general. There are books on how to raise your children. There are books on 1,000 different things. But I was surprised at how few books there were reflecting on the place, the significance of prayer. And so I thought, I think I'd like to do something on that. And so I started out to write a very large book. I think I had 30 chapters that would be 12 pages each. And I got about 4 chapters into it, and it occurred to me, nobody wants to read a 360-page book on prayer. And so I finished with one about 140 instead.
Prayer is something that we're taught, if we're religious growing up,
yeah.
It's something that we're taught from a very young age. Okay, fold your arms and bow your head. Okay, this is what you say during a prayer. But why do you think it is that prayer can be intimidating at times? And sometimes people are kind of at a loss about, well, what do I pray for?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's an interesting thing. Part of it has to be, and it has to do with part of my subtitle, part of the challenge has to be is we often don't look upon prayer as a conversation. I think we're prone to think of prayer as a, let me do the talking, God, and you do the listening, when it's intended to be a conversation. And I think we talk, but sometimes we don't listen very much. And maybe God has something to say.
I had a religion professor in college, actually, that told me that same thing. And I remember him saying, you know, when I'm talking with God, I don't always kneel. Sometimes I get up and I walk around and I read things to him, you know, a letter that I'm pondering or something like that. And that sort of shifted my perspective about prayer, that it doesn't always have to be on your knees.
No, I think that's right. I mean, I think a prayerful life, for example, a prayer life can be characterized by a person who is doing serious thinking. And sometimes some of my best prayers are when I'm driving. When I have a drive to a distant area, I'm perhaps spending some time talking with God and maybe even being quiet and seeing if God has something he'd like to make known to me. So I think the idea of it being a dialogue rather than a monologue is part of the reason that I decided to do this, because I think you're right. We sometimes don't think of prayer as a conversation.
And there are all different types of prayers, obviously, just, you know, a regular prayer that's traditional, maybe a prayer that you keep in your heart. But how do you define prayer?
Well, again, I would define prayer as the means by which mortals, humans, communicate with an infinite God. Say that another way. The means by which God has allowed finite beings to communicate with him, the only infinite being. And that seems rather forbidding when you think about it. But it's a pretty remarkable thing that Jesus Christ says to us, essentially, I know that sounds a little scary, but use my name. And that's why we pray in the name of Jesus Christ. And so it's a conversation between fallen creatures with an exalted, glorified being. And that on the one hand, that's very forbidding. On the other hand, when you think a little bit about it, it's rather exciting. I mean, you know, if we had the chance to talk with the most brilliant scientist on Earth and to ask him or her whatever questions we had, that would be kind of exciting. Well, we have the opportunity to talk to the greatest mind in the universe and maybe even have him talk back to us. And so that's what I think of when I think of prayer, communicating with someone far, far grander and greater than I am.
How do you make your prayer more meaningful so that you're feeling like it's not just one-sided?
I think, for example, when our children were small, we tried to teach them to say their prayers each night and in the mornings and through the day in their hearts, but that there ought to be times when they pause and just be quiet. Pause. Listen. And it may not be the case, and it's probably not the case, that you're going to hear a voice, but it may be that you get a feeling. Maybe there's an inner awareness that comes to you, a sensitivity to an idea that you hadn't thought about before. And I'd add, it may not be the case that those answers come while you're on your knees, like you suggested. It may be while I'm walking down the street. It may be while I'm driving my car. I think God chooses the timing as to when he wants to make things known. And so I think the idea of spending some time, not just talking, but listening. The word in society is often meditation or pondering. We live in a day that is so busy. We have so many things to do. But one of the things we don't tend to program into our busy schedule is the time to just listen. Just, I don't know, a week ago, my wife and I turned to her and I said, it was a Saturday, I said, let's fix a lunch and go to the canyon and just get under a tree and read and think and take a nap.
Well, that sounds delightful.
And it was delightful. It was glorious. It was a great afternoon. And I said to her, why don't we do this every day? And she says, no, we have to go to work.
Minor detail.
But I think we often don't program into our lives times when we can, as the scripture says, the Lord says, be still and know that I'm God. And sometimes we're just not still enough to have him speak to us.
Definitely a good thing to keep in mind. What message do you hope that people take away from this book and really take to heart?
Sometimes answers, perspectives, feelings of comfort, feelings of even accomplishment or worth, sometimes those things are only going to come from God. Because men and women are fickle, and men and women can let you down. They don't mean to in some cases, but they do. But there is a person who never does let us down, and that's God. And so I find myself thinking, you know, I can depend on him. I can always depend on the fact that he's there. He's not going to be too busy. And in ways I can't comprehend, he can hear the prayers of an infinite number of people almost. But I know he hears. And I know that he answers, and I know that the answers aren't always what I want, but I know that the answers are always what I need.
The book, Talking with God, Divine Conversations That Transform Daily Life. Thank you so much to Robert Millett for being here.
My pleasure.
Thank you so much for joining us today. If you have any suggestions, comments, or inspirational stories you'd like to share with us, you can send us an email at mormonchanneldaily@ldschurch.org, or you can post it on our Facebook wall today. I'm Jennifer Stagg. This episode of Mormon Channel Daily is brought to you by The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.